Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday.
Hump night.
Yes, the hump night.
it's hump times two tonight.
All right. Speaking of humping, you can see us on the internet right now. So while you're at home humping, you can watch Arsenio and myself on the internet. I'm not sure how many people are doing that. I imagine the number is not zero, but I imagine it's not 100,000.
If you tune in, I promise at 10:15 to make this desk levitate.
Hey, do you think there are any gay guys right now sitting watching this feed nude?
Yeah!
I wouldn't doubt it. And probably gay comedians.
Fantastic.
Are watching.
All right. Yeah. You can watch it right now on the internet. 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com. And check it out. 971freefm.com. You can see the video. And you can also go to our website. Oh, no, I'm sorry. If you can sign up for the Commerce Casino event, that's going to be the 28th of August, later on this month.
That's a Thursday, right?
Yeah, the Thursday. Last Thursday before Labor Day. And you go to our email, which is conwayshow@gmail.com, conwayshow@gmail.com, and email us your first and last name and your email address. That's it. Don't ask about, you know, Arsenio and why he doesn't wear FUBU anymore. Just simply go to the website and put in your first and last name and your email address, and maybe you'll be a lucky person. You get picked for this tournament. It's the 28th of August. It'll be the Commerce Casino, which is off the 5 freeway, south of the 710, north of the 605. And we're there all night on the 28th. It's free to get in and free to play, but you have to email and you have to be selected by the station to play. So that is a pretty decent size hurdle. But if you get selected, it's a Texas No Limit Hold'em Poker Tournament, and it's free to play, free food, and they give out about $6,000 worth of prizes. So go to or email us right now so you get in. You got to email us before the 15th of August, so don't wait. ConwayShow@gmail.com, ConwayShow@gmail.com. All right, the City of Industry has something in common with Van Nuys. Some of the most attractive women who love taking those clothes off, man. And it is from the Spearmint Rhino from Madison, from the City of Industry.
Did Randy make that noise?
I think Randy.
That was me.
Yeah.
That was me. That was one of the girls. That was Priscilla
Russo.
Do it
one more time, please.
Priscilla. Look at that, man. All right. Priscilla from Van Nuys and Madison from City of Industry.
Well, hello.
Yeah. Hello, girls.
Madison. Are you wearing a strapless bra?
I actually am not wearing a bra at all.
Are you wearing a bra?
You're not wearing a bra?
Like I am not wearing a bra.
Okay. Wow.
I just wondered how you achieved
that
look.
Did you want me to go put one on?
No, it's cool.
No.
You look so firm, yet I don't see straps on your shoulders, and I'm a connoisseur of fashion.
Are you?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Plus braless is worth 30,000 more hits on the website.
Is it? And yeah. What does naked get us?
I heard that
we're going for 100,000, so.
Yeah.
Woo.
So if you want to see these two very attractive women, we'll put the camera, we'll take it off of myself and Arsenio. Can we do that in there? And put the camera on the girls?
Yeah.
Okay, and again,
can you put a fisheye lens on her nipple? Is there a way you could do that?
Madison and Priscilla. Madison, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
City of Industry, how old are you?
I'm 23.
23?
Yes.
All right. How long have you been stripping?
Stripping? I'm actually not a stripper. I'm a lap hostess.
You know what?
What's a lap hostess?
I'll push you on the floor if you don't stop lying.
I haven't heard that. What's the lap hostess?
What is a lap hostess?
I'm learning this right now, and I work at, what is it?
Oh, you know, I think it's the same thing. It's just something I say.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's
like when Roseanne used to call herself a domestic goddess.
I like molesting men. I'm like, that one looks good over there. I'm going to go molest him.
Wow.
That one looks good over there.
I'm sorry, you call yourself a couch goddess?
A lap hostess.
Lap
That's
hostess.
Nice.
Yes.
Right. I'm a lap hostess.
Yes.
That's cool.
You know what? I've never heard a guy like in public or in private, go, man, I met the most unbelievable lap hostess last night. It's like you know, the SAG Awards and the Emmys and Academy Awards, they're not using Best Actress anymore. They're using Best Female Actor. I'm 44. I'll be 45 come October, and I've never heard a guy say, dude, I met the most amazing female actor last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys don't talk like that. But that's what they use. They use that term, female actor.
But also, do they really come up to you and say, dude, I met the most amazing stripper? No, they don't. They say, I met the hottest stripper with the biggest rack and the nicest booty.
That's exactly right. Not a lab hostess.
Did you just describe yourself?
Actually, everything except the booty. I'm missing that part.
What's wrong with your booty?
Yeah, you nice booty.
Is your booty too thin?
I didn't get enough Christmas hands in there.
Okay, can I? All right. I mean, just stand upside profile for me. Just
give him a lap. Give him a
profile. Just
you know, I'm 5'2". It was really hard getting in this chair.
Because usually white girls don't know whether a booty is nice or not. Either way, you know.
Yeah, look at her, Arsenio. What do you think? 1 to 10.
You know, I think at Birmingham High School, she would have been prom queen.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's see, Arsenio. Let's see how firm you want it. Can he touch your ass? See how firm it is on it.
Excuse me, Tim.
All right. There you go.
You know what? What's the trainer over in Russia, Bella, that works with the gymnasts?
Yeah.
If he could see your ass, girl, he would give you a gold medal.
Yeah. Although all his chicks are retired by 23.
Yeah, exactly.
They're smoking cigarettes and drinking vodka.
I do flip for you.
I'm 23. Do you remember when I was in the Olympics in 2002?
Give me the horse now. The pommel horse.
All right, how long... Madison, have you been a lab hostess?
Off and on for about 3 years.
Yeah, you enjoy that, huh?
There are certain aspects of it, but for the most part, I'm still there, so I still enjoy it.
You're a single woman?
I am not, no.
You married?
No, not married, but I do have a boyfriend.
Oh, you do? How serious is that guy?
Pretty serious. He's online watching right now.
Oh, he
so
is.
Does everybody want to wave?
Oh, can we back up just for a second? And I need to know what you don't like about the business, because you said for the most part.
Oh, gosh, don't we only have an hour?
Give me two things. I'm thinking in twos.
Well, everybody isn't as friendly as yourself sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and sometimes it's like we're in China on the bartering system or something.
Wait. You've found yourself bending over, rubbing your hair in somebody's crotch, and they were mean?
They actually can be mean. Not even mean, but more the things that they think are okay to come out of their mouth.
I mean, comedic.
I could come up with a couple examples that'll just blow your mind. You're just like, whoa.
Tim, do we have time?
Yeah. Are they insulting? Or?
No, not so much insulting, but can I tell a story?
Well, I don't know. I mean, is there any swearing? Or?
No swearing.
What did the guy say to you?
You know, I was giving him a dance, and he looked me straight in the eyes, and he said, have you ever been raped? And I said,
wow.
No. And he said, would you like to be? Mm. And I was like, whoa. So there are definitely certain aspects where you just kind of want to go.
Yeah. Hmm. Randy, you been down to City of Industry?
That's my pickup line. It usually works. She didn't respond to it, but
it usually works for him.
Chicks usually are into that.
That's his move.
I didn't recognize you back there.
Yeah.
So have you ever been raped?
Get out of here, Randy, you jagged. Wow, that's pretty discouraging. But I guess that happens with me too. A guest come in here and ask me that as well.
Oh, well, I was just going to ask you that as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
so.
The answer to that is no, not yet. I'm 45, though. It's still young.
There's still time.
All right, Priscilla's with us. Priscilla, yes, how long have you been dancing?
I did it a couple of years ago, and then I stopped and created my own website. So I have a nudie website, yeah.
What's your website?
It's Priscilla Russo, RUSSO.com. I'll stop by Playboy and Penthouse Photographer.
Arsenio, your fingers are burning up.
Damn, my fingers
so are smoking. I shot for about 2 years, just nonstop collecting content. And then I just went into, about a month ago, I got back into dancing. Went to Spearmint Rhino in Van Nuys.
Can you spell your name again?
Priscilla. PRISCILLA. Russo, RUSSO.com.
.com. And the username and password?
You're going to have to pay for that.
No. Does she have the sexiest voice?
We give her free publicity.
That's why I'm here,
and
honey.
She won't even let me on her women.
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you, Arsenio. I'm going to give you a lap dance after this.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
You look hot. You're matching tonight. Wow. I like the red watch and the glasses and the hat.
And
my
the
God.
Hat. Everything rolls red.
Look at you.
And the shirt picks up the red nice,
God.
Too.
You're making me hot. All that red.
Wow. Now, Priscilla, are you a single woman?
No, I'm not.
You're not. You got a boyfriend or a husband?
Yeah, I have a boyfriend.
Is that
he's
right?
actually here right now.
That
yeah.
guy sit behind you?
Yeah, Gary Garver. I think he used to work for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We're here to haunt you.
Sure.
No. Wow.
We like Gary,
isn't
but if he come
weird,
in the
though?
Daytime, he can haunt
it's
somebody.
Weird. He's like, I told him I was coming down here. He's like, well, I used to work for them. I'm like, just come with me. So it was just a laugh. It's funny.
Did he did he use his typical opening line?
His what? No, what is it?
When he met you?
What was that? He
oh,
was an
nothing.
Asshole.
I used to work on and still
me.
Work on the Howard Stern show. Is that, did he use that?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, that's exactly how he introduced himself. He was actually interviewing me at LA Erotica, and it was, yeah. I worked for the Howard Stern show, and blah, 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 blah.
Hey, listen,
blah.
If it works, it works, man. Look at that guy.
And, no, I actually was a little weary about that when I heard that. I kind of was like,
true,
and my manager was like, don't talk to him, don't talk to him.
Oh,
but
stop.
But he hunted me down. That guy hunted me down.
About meeting him and maybe getting to Howard.
By the way, Gary Garver is here.
I did think
Wouldn't
of that,
want
though.
That to happen.
I did think of that. I think about
I've,
that.
I've
though.
Seen the chicks with that Gary Garver's been with, uh-huh. and you're by far the hottest.
Yeah.
That is true.
Really?
That
Thank
is
you.
Absolutely true,
That's
man.
Sweet. You're right.
It
Better
is.
Believe it.
For a I'm while good. There, it was a skank fest.
Really?
Going on
with
sure.
A skank fest?
No?
Do I need to go check my.
No, this.
Better be good.
No, I'm just kidding. No,
Don't it, scare me. You're scaring me over here. You're not
long,
helping him here.
Oh
my God,
how
no.
long have you been going out with this, Gary?
I would say for a couple of months now.
Wow, you guys living together?
Six months.
You living together?
No.
I know you're fighting together.
We tried a few times, and I was like, no, I can't yet. No, not yet. He's gonna drive me crazy.
Oh, dirty laundry.
Oh
wow.
Man.
Didn't Gary work with Sam? Or is Sam out there keying the wrong car in the structure?
Yeah.
Sure. Let me go catch her.
If I
that's why he was like, let's go. He was hoping she'd be here tonight. But.
If I was at the Spearman Rhino in Van Nuys, I'm looking around for Gary before I get a lap dance
my
from
God.
You.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. He's caused some chaos there. He'll walk in there and like, oh, no, yeah. He got kicked out of there a few times.
Is that right?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You did.
I like the spirit. I like the Spearmint Rhino because they have those Spearmint Rhino bucks. You know.
Those are cool.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Those work there. You know where they don't work is what is that vacation in like the Caribbean where everybody goes and you pay one price and
sandals.
You got beads. No, you got beads where you pay for everything.
Really?
What is that?
Mardi Gras?
Club Med.
Where's that?
But see, the problem with Club Med is, you know, you get beads, you pay for the room and everything, mm-hmm. and then you get beads, and you pay for a drink with a bead, or you pay for your meal with a couple of beads, whatever. But the problem is that everybody has the same amount of beads, so you get no juice. You know, the object is go down there with money and jack some people and say, hey, here's $20, put me close to the pool. But you can't go, here's four extra beads.
Make yourself an abacus, pal.
Yeah, so it's like communism down there. Everybody gets treated
the
same.
Now, I told Gary, I said, Gary, I know you're from someplace. Why you start acting like I was Chris Hansen to somebody? He's like, I don't know. I don't think I can't imagine, you know.
Seriously, I don't remember meeting you ever.
Really? Okay.
I swear to God, I don't. I don't know where I would be.
I think I
no,
knew who you are.
No, you did. You said I've met him once before.
I know we met
once. Oh, the stories change here.
I don't know, man. You know,
he lies to me and he tells
me
the truth.
I'm not lying to you, man. I don't remember.
Where'd you guys meet?
It could have been a
I think I knew you when you were working with Sam and everything.
Yeah, maybe with, you know, with Sam. Yeah.
Sure.
How's she doing? She's doing great. She talks about you all the time.
Does she? I'm sure she does.
It could have also been that drunken night down in Tijuana, you know.
All right. Madison and Priscilla are with us. Madison from... Madison from the City of Industry, that's a Spearmint Rhino out there, and Priscilla from the Van Nuys Spearmint Rhino on Oxnard right there near Sepulveda. Yeah, it's a great location out there because it's one of the very few strip bars in the valley.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's like a million of them.
There are, but that one's real classy.
But that one
is classy.
Yeah.
It really is
nice.
What's her ethnic background?
I'm Italian.
Okay.
Yeah,
full-blooded Italian?
Full-blooded. My parents were born and raised in Italy.
I'm looking at your lips, and there's a Johnson someplace in your background.
You see that? That's my Angelina Jolie lips.
Yeah.
Or my DSLs.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Those are, they look, are they natural?
No, I plumped those
Nobody
up.
Nobody caught in.
No, I plumped those
onto
up.
That one. Huh?
They, no one caught,
that's
on
to caught onto that
hey,
one.
No, I use if, that. I use,
how do you plump them up?
If her lips are right, we shouldn't be listening.
Yeah. What do you pump them up with? Like, you put your lips in a vacuum? Or?
I don't know. They inject them with
wrestling.
Inject them.
Oh,
I see the word B.F. Goodrich right under your bottom lip.
Yeah. They put a pressure gauge on them?
Are they that big?
No, they're not.
You know
not.
You'd
beautiful.
Love to have these on your cheeks. You know you'd love to have
baby,
these.
Baby, baby, please. I tell you, I would be Gary Garver to be with you for one.
Oh, I can't say fingers.
Yeah. All right. Priscilla is with us. Also, Madison. You have your own website there, Madison?
I don't have my own website. I kind of feel left out here.
It.
I'm like, I need to go home
Madison,
and take some nudie pictures
you
in the
are
shower.
You're the saddest ass stripper I ever met.
It's a good way to network.
I need
a website
to see your breasts
and
right
dance.
Now. Yeah. You ain't even got no damn website.
Then they have a lot of customers that come in there and they're like, they get to see you up close and personal and it gives you a little bit of...
Yeah, you got
to
get your own website. What do you think?
I will.
What do you think?
I'm going to start right
those
now.
Madison,
I have them
Madison,
in the club.
Priscilla,
all the
Priscilla,
girls are...
Priscilla, baby, baby. Madison, do you think that the internet's just a fad?
Oh, God,
think it's
no.
eventually going to go away?
No, you... No.
You need to give Al Gore a lap dance and hear what's going on this thing, this sex machine we got.
All right, now, Priscilla, you have a boyfriend. How long? 6 months?
Madison.
I'm sorry, Madison.
Yes. Was that...
Sorry, I'm in a tremendous amount of pain over here.
Wow. What color are my eyes?
Madison, darling. You have a boyfriend.
I do.
And for how long?
Almost 2.5 years.
All right. Now, do you involve other chicks with him?
You know, I don't. When you're a girl and you go into the beginning of a relationship, you always kind of flirt with the idea. But once you get a little bit more serious, you're like... no way. What if he makes different faces? Or what if there's different noises? Or what if he likes it more and you can totally tell?
Right.
So I just...
Well, yeah, but like, yeah, that's true. I mean, what if he really likes and then sticks around forever? Right? You'd hate that.
Wouldn't want that to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Inconsistent with my relationship with Dad.
Yeah, but what if the guy really enjoyed that and you had a whole life together of that?
Oh, gosh, I think that...
Never thought of that, huh?
No, I haven't, but I you know, I'm going to go through my address book right now and see who I can have meet me at home.
Isn't that like one of the fringe benefits of dating a girl who does strip, that she has a lot of really hot friends who also like to do that?
You know, I don't know. I'm not dating a stripper, so...
I know, but...
you know, I honestly don't know. I've heard of that happening, but a lot of times the girls that I work with are in their relationship and they're dedicated to it. A lot of the people that I surround myself
are there by. A lot of strippers who are, have kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed mm-hmm. that.
I would say probably 70%.
And on is it a crazy night on Bring Your Daughter to Work Day?
Well, I mean, it depends on who's on stage first. So.
Oh, I see. Right.
Have you ever had a fight with your man about what you do and how you do it?
Yes, I have. Actually, it's affected our relationship.
It has?
Before. Yeah,
well,
of
how's that? He knew what you were doing before you met him.
Yes, he did. You know, when you dance, you're around a lot of other girls who handle their relationship differently. And I would give a customer an email address, you know, so they could email me and ask me for my schedule. And I didn't know that that was pushing the line. And that was. It was totally crossing a line with him. And I had to step back. And just like in any relationship.
How do you know you're giving out your email address?
Oh, because I'm honest with him about it.
Oh. All right, so you say to him, you come home and go, yeah, I give out my email address to three guys. And he's like, what?
Yeah, pretty much, actually. I didn't understand the problem at the time, but, you know, when you take a step back and you look at it from a different angle.
Is he a real jealous dude sometimes?
I guess depending on the situation. I mean, I think everybody has a jealous streak, no
you know
matter.
What? You almost have to be a jealous guy to date a stripper. You can't just be like a casual dude.
And
like,
I give
yeah, you go enjoy
the
yourself.
I credit in the world because he handles it very well.
I don't even like the gynecologist to see my woman's vajayjay. You know, I don't.
And that's
it.
Why your chicks always die.
What is this big lump on my labia?
Oh, my God.
Well, we can't have any other man look at it.
I'm out of here.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no, but you know, I think the parking lots are full at Spirit Rhino of the jealous boyfriends who are outside.
You know, it was just up until recently that I was talking to a couple girls at work, and they were saying about a girl, not naming names, but who had her boyfriend come in and sat there for a whole shift from when she started till when she left, and I just thought it was the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life.
But because it's hard for the girl to work. How can she concentrate?
But then again, maybe they're into that.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah. But, you know, I don't judge anybody anymore on how, you know, weird they are. You know, I really don't. People have a different, you know, they get different vibes. They get different likes and dislikes. Mm-hmm. Mine, fortunately, are all legal. Gambling, drinking, and watching hockey. But if you have some that aren't, like, you know, 7-year-old boys, then yeah,
Chris Hansen,
you're going to suffer. You're going to jail for that one. But, you know, can you imagine if the United States looked at child pornography the same way they look at gambling and going to the racetrack? I'd be in jail for life.
That's a good point.
You know, my Jones, thank God, is legal. But these guys, you know, some of these clowns, you know,
it's all based on taxes. So,
yeah.
I think there's no money in that.
All right. Madison is with us. Also, Priscilla. We got to take a break, and you can see what they both look like on the internet right now.
No, you can't see this one because she ain't got no sight.
Oh yeah, we'll get you on here.
Yeah.
97. No, there she is. She's on right now. 971freefm.com. If you're looking at the internet right now,
young
lady on the left is Madison. Can you wave to everybody? That's Madison. And then the young lady on the right, that's Priscilla. And the guy's crotch behind Priscilla is Gary Garber. So, all right.
Which is the only part that really matters anyway.
Yes.
So.
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, we're live on the internet. Go to 971freefm.com and you can see us on video. Look at that. What a big night. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I'll drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee.
Bring it. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
We're doing it live!
Yes, if you want to see what Arsenio Hall looks like live on the internet, go to stickcam.com, stickam.com, or go to our website, 971freefm.com.
Forget what I look like. I wish all the equipment was made of glass.
Oh, yeah.
Because... homie right here, who is she?
That's Lisa Ray from Torrance. Nice to see you, Lisa Ray.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
All right, and you're from the Torrance Spearmint Rhino.
Yes.
And where's that located?
It's off of Normandy.
Normandy?
Yes, all and right. The 405.
Now, you have like a real hot like mixed thing going on here.
Yes.
Are you part Spanish?
Yes.
And part Italian?
Yes.
And part German?
Swedish.
Swedish. God damn, I was close, huh?
You were close.
But that,
part Garth Fisher? he's a famous breast doctor.
Oh, okay.
But that's a great combination.
Thank you.
And you got blue eyes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty hot. All right, now you're the Torrance. You know these girls here? This is Madison.
Hi.
And that's
Hi.
Priscilla. You guys Hi. All work for the same company?
Yes.
And I always have to ask this of strippers. You guys have a health plan?
Of course. PPO.
Well, you never know. I mean, that's one of the reasons to work at a great at Spirit Rhino.
Is that Pink Cross?
We got a lot of baby wipes in the back.
My Pink Cross card.
Just because I bust a kneecap or something, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's got me. That happens. Probably happens all the time. A chick falls off the pole, and you know,
You know what I saw, Tim? I saw a girl come down from the top of the pole really fast into a split, and the noise. That splat noise. Oh, wait, why are you smiling? You've done that before? Oh, wait, time out. Have you done that before?
I have. I call it the helicopter.
Oh, is that what that? Oh.
And so when you crash, it's blades down?
I don't know. I don't really feel it. I kind of catch myself on the inner bottom thigh area.
Yeah, that's tough to do.
It is, but
you guys don't get enough credit for that. It should be the Olympics.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If we're doing kayaking and bow and arrow crap, I want to see the splat event.
Right. Yeah,
there's also, what is there, synchronized swimming now?
I would love synchronized stripping.
Oh, my God.
What did I say? What did I say?
I think it was the thing about the legs. You can talk.
Maybe it was the word splat.
Oh, okay.
Got everybody.
But anyway, the three girls are here from Spearmint Rhino. And you can go out to see them all this weekend. What days do you work there, Madison City of Industry?
You know, I am there Tuesday through Friday during day shift, actually.
Oh, wow. Day
yeah,
shift.
We open at 11 a.m. and I'm
there
until
6:30.
There? There's not, no.
No.
No. No food, no alcohol. But lots
wow.
of nakedness.
You know, I never understood that rule. Every time you go to a strip bar in Canada, mm-hmm. there's food, alcohol, and stripping.
Yeah,
and
you know, I don't understand it either.
And
people
all
have tried to explain it to me. They say, you know, well, if there's alcohol, then people are going to want to touch when you're, you know, fully naked. So go put a tee back on.
Yeah, but whose idea was that? You know what I think it was?
Is it a zoning thing?
Yeah, but you know who created it? I think Kenny Hahn's dad.
Oh, yeah, senior, yeah.
Is it Jim Hahn? No, Jim Hahn
James
is.
James Hahn, I think.
Oh. James Hahn's dad, Kenneth Hahn.
Yeah.
I think he, I mean, I might be mistaken, but I think he created the six-foot rule.
Looking at her height, I'm wondering what that rule is.
Yeah, you got to stay 6 feet away from these chicks if they're totally nude.
But we not in the City of Industry.
Oh,
beautiful City of Industry.
Good for you.
It's only with if they sell alcohol, you have to stay the.
Yeah,
the
but I mean, see, this is what. But these strip bars or what the rules doesn't take into account. If you say no booze in a strip bar, everybody's going to try to down a case of it before they go in.
In the parking lot.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, you're going to be guys dying of alcohol poisoning while trying to pay to get in.
I'll give them CPR.
CPR? Yeah. Wait, can I ask you a question? How much do you make a year? Just ballpark.
A year?
Yeah.
And then you can ask him right back.
Good.
Feel free.
I'm just wondering.
I'm going to get out a pen.
Right.
Yeah, because I might write a blank check tonight. Now, how much do you make a year?
It depends if I'm working 2 days a week or 5 days a week. So it
There's a way to make a living 2 days a week?
Sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Wait. There's a way to make a living telling jokes?
Oh, wow. She broke me down. One night a week? You go, dog.
What if we did it both at the same time?
So can you make 100 grand working 5 nights a week?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
And a lot of that is under the table? I mean, you know, they give you the cash at the end of the night.
Yeah, they give you the cash right away after the dance is over.
Do you have the big house in Palmdale?
No.
Because you could get in Palmdale, you can get a house for 14 cents.
14 cents? What would I do with the other 99,000?
And every other house is, so which Rhino do you work at? I'm with Madison over City of Industry. But let me ask you a quick question. You guys are working, you're working 5 days a week?
Uh-huh.
And are you married? Are you single?
No, single.
Totally single?
Totally single.
And Randy's clapping.
He's getting ready to ask his question.
He's having a ball in there.
Yeah. Randy's clapping his ass off in there.
I haven't seen him this happy since the Letterman list last Tuesday.
Look at that smile.
I love the confidence that Randy has. Like, she's single? I got her! I own her, dude!
Mine!
I could get this chick. I could get her.
I can't.
If you get her, bring her to my crib, brother.
Yeah. How old are you?
Honestly?
No. BS us.
23, if you
23.
Want to BS. Yeah.
All right, but what does it say on your Italian passport?
28,
huh?
Correct, yeah.
You tell me about
your
23? You can pass for 23.
I usually try.
Where were you born?
You know, the lights are usually dimmer in the club. Mm-hmm. I was born in Anaheim. Actually, Orange.
All right, now, have any of you been dancing where somebody came in and you recognize them? Madison, we'll start with you.
Oh, of course. I had a...
my dad.
Somebody I would know. Somebody I was dating at the time.
Somebody you were dating?
Yeah.
And
somebody,
they didn't know you were a stripper?
You know, it's... funny story. No.
Arsenio will be the judge of that.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
He's the comedian.
Actually, my picture was at his house and somebody had seen me and asked him. They were like, whoa, I know that chick from the club and blah, 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 blah.
Uh-oh.
And of course, he
I
comes down
her,
there one
night
when I'm working.
I asked her the other night if she ever been raped. Remember me? I wanted to know if you had been raped.
No, so, I mean, I've had people recognize me, but... you know, when you're dancing long enough, you start to become comfortable with it, and people eventually find out, or you tell them.
Yeah, but did he find out when his friend told him, or you told him?
No, he found out when his friend told him, and he actually came in.
And what was his reaction when he saw you dancing?
You know, I...
Tears?
I started shaking and grabbed my things and ran out and went home and called him when I was home, and I was like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? You know?
Did he stay with you after that, after he knew?
Yeah, we were actually together for 4 years.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Very understanding guy. Must have been like Arsenio. You were very understanding.
I love the change in your voice when you did the sensitive ending.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Priscilla, anybody come into that club you recognize?
Yeah, I had a couple. One was a trainer for my gym. And I was on stage, and I happened to recognize him right as I was on stage. He walked up, and it was, he got full view, everything.
Oh, what did he think
and
he did
I
before
always
that?
Used to see him.
What
you
did
know,
he think?
I don't know. Model. I don't know, honestly. I'd always see him. We'd look at each other. It was like one of those things, like we kind of had a crush on each other.
Uh-huh.
And so there he is. And then I know he's married, and he, you know, had a baby. And there he is, you know, during the day.
Now,
and,
he had the baby, or his wife actually
his wife had the baby.
You know, you got to ask nowadays.
Yeah, you can.
And there he is, you know, and he comes and sits up by the stage and gets full view. And I'm like, oh, my God. I used to have a crush on you. You were the trainer at my gym. And I didn't say that, but in my head it was like an uncomfortable, like, wow. And you still got to sit there and dance for him, you know.
Oh, you do.
You know, so
you
it's like.
You can't stop?
No, you got to keep going. And so it's just like, it's uncomfortable kind of.
What's the rule that you got to keep going? Is that a scribbit rhino?
You just do it. I mean, it's just your own. I mean, you can't just stop on stage. Come on, you got
it. Was it weird afterwards?
A little bit, yeah. I was kind of, I didn't go back out there.
Did he ask for a lap dance?
I waited until he left.
No? Oh, you split, huh?
No, I waited until he left, yeah.
Oh,
now,
man.
Just very briefly, your boyfriend's behind you.
I didn't tell him that story.
I'm wondering, does he sweat you or give you a hard time about what you do ever and how you do it?
No, because before that, I was dating a billionaire. So he kind of like got me out of that situation.
Yeah.
And I'm dating a billionaire. And he, you know, and I told him up front when I first met him. And I was traveling with my billionaire boyfriend. He's just, and then I started dating him, and I felt a little bad, and so I started dancing.
Time out.
Did.
I won't forget all
I
that.
I did. I felt a little bad.
Who is the billionaire you dated?
I can't say his name.
What does he do?
He's, oh God, what doesn't he do? He's into real estate he has a Learjet company, he has 16 Learjets, he has houses around the world. He lives
is
next
his
to
name
Bill Gates.
Harold Boeing?
He lives next to Bill Gates. I mean, he is, he's a billionaire. Like, this guy is. But whatever. I dated him for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I just felt kind of bad. And I was trying to.
By the way, do you have any idea how many strippers who dated billionaires have left them for Gary Garver?
No, all of them in my club think I'm crazy. And he walked into my club. He came in there and I told him I was dancing. And he actually, the billionaire, came into my club, which he hates. Strip clubs, and sat there, and I was talking to a customer, and I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe he's sitting right there right now. He came and scoped it out, like, why did she leave me for this? Like, he walked in there and scoped it out.
He hates strip clubs.
Oh, and all the girls are like, you're so crazy. They're like, hook me up with them, you know, because I mean, that's like, they want that, you know, and I'm just like, whatever, I want to do my own thing. I like my website.
Wait. But they want that. You mean hoes want a billionaire?
All the girls in there want to hook up with him. They all are like, hook me up with your, they tell me
is
to
he
call
a young
him.
Guy?
I'm shocked.
He's a little bit older than him.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like a Bill. Okay, I
Gary
compare
played
him
high
to
school
a Donald
basketball
Trump.
With Moses.
I compare him to a Donald Trump and Melania. I compare him as a Donald Trump
was
type.
Was he cool with his money? Was he spend a lot of money on you?
Yeah, he bought me a car, $75,000 Mercedes, and lips and boobies. No, I'm just kidding. Right, no, Gary got me the boobs.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
My dog.
Wow. He got me the car. He got me the boobs.
Thank you, Gare.
I'm all 6 months.
sounds like
ridiculous.
If now, Gary, got you boobs, it sounds like somebody got a credit card with no financing for a year and a half.
Oh my God!
0% APR purchases.
1.9 financing.
That's how he got me, though. He dangled that carrot, man. I mean, at first it was the Howard Stern, and then it was I can get you boobs, and then it was like something. He kept dangling something in front of me.
That's so great.
He knows how to do it. It worked.
I knew a girl Gary went out with, and he did the boob job himself. You know.
All right, when we come back, Lisa Ray will tell us if she ever ran into anybody in the club
Lisa
you knew. Is
Ray.
That true? You have?
Ooh. I have.
You have. All right, we'll hear that story when we come back.
She's a beast.
We're on the internet live right now at 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com. We have Madison with us, Priscilla, and Lisa Ray. Lisa Ray is from the Torrance Spearmint Rhino. And Priscilla's from Van Nuys Spearmint Rhino. And Madison's from the City of Industry Spearmint Rhino.
City
you can
Industry,
check them
the
out.
Original.
Yeah, the original. Look at you. All right. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. And Arsenio Hall is with us. Mm-hmm. And we're live on the radio and on the internet right here on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're at 82,000 people watching right now.
Woo-hoo.
You can put us over the top, 18,000. So get your computer and check out 971freefm.com and watch the last 10 minutes of the show live on the internet. It's on video.
I got some kind of Lisa Ray Tourette.
Yeah, Lisa Ray
just
is
every
with us.
Every few minutes, I had Lisa Ray.
From Torrance, you can see what she looks like.
Lisa Ray. Lisa Ray.
She's the one in green.
Gotta have it, gotta have it.
And also Madison's with us and Priscilla, all from Spearmint Rhino. All right, so Lisa Ray,
yes.
Anybody, you're stripping, you're totally nude, and somebody comes in and you recognize this person?
Yeah.
Who was
actually,
it?
I wasn't totally nude, but I was topless. It was my old manager about 11 years ago.
And can we? And now we don't have to say what company, from what kind of business?
Grocery industry.
Grocery store.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're out there pushing carts, and then next time you see him, you're in there without a top on.
Did he walk up behind you and say, paper or plastic? Remember me? Huh? Remember me?
Or in her case, plastic or plastic.
Right.
Now, you're looking for a guy? You're a single woman?
I'm single.
Are you currently looking for a guy, or are you going to take a vacation?
I'm not looking. I mean, if we happen to meet, we meet, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of guy do you like?
do you like wealthy comedians?
I'm pretty independent myself, so yeah.
See, I have a theory about women like her. Because everybody in this town who's single and broke wants a ring and a date. But you never see Oprah rushing to marry Stedman. Women
Thank
with
you.
Their own money,
right?
They ain't as aggressive about looking for a brother.
Yeah.
No.
You know?
Yeah. No, but when you see a chick who's got, you know, 2 cents to her name.
Mm-hmm. Driving an old Volvo.
And she puts in her singles ad, I love walks on the beach, dinners, and movies.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, wow. That's very special of you, young lady. I like when they put it in, like, they like walks on the beach. Like anybody would, like, throw up when, you know, they heard that. Like, walks on the beach. Oh, I hate that. All right. So you can see all of these girls at Spearmint Rhino. Go down and see Madison at City of Industry. Always nice to see you, baby. Mm.
Thank you.
And Priscilla, she has her own website. It's Priscilla something.
Russo.
R-U-S-S-O.
I hate a website because Gary keeps popping his head up and running across the screen. And it's like, can you get that glitch out of there?
And then she's at Van Nuys. What days do you work?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, day
Monday,
shift.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, day shift. Mm-hmm. And Gary's there all but Friday.
Thursdays, I'm actually, I host a show with him, LA Talk Radio. Thursdays, 5 o'clock Pacific time. 5 to 7.
Any Excellent. More shameless plugs in the room?
All right.
And we got Lisa
I'm
Ray
the only
here.
One doing it.
Lisa, do you have your own website?
I do not.
You do not.
You can
okay.
come see me at Rhino.
All right. Go to Torrance. How tall are you, by the way?
I'm 5'8".
5'8".
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's,
I wear 7 inches, so I'm about like 6'3 with my shoes.
You wear 7-inch shoes?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I guess they're doing that.
From the movie Coming to America, one of my favorite lines, there's a God somewhere.
All right. We got to take ourselves a break. Girls, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You guys are all
Thank
the best.
You.
Go to Spearmint Rhino and see the hottest chicks in Southern California. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Discos don't open till after dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just one reason to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear, you couldn't find a good freak anywhere. Cause
the freaks come out at night, the freaks come out at night, the freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out,
party people unite.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall, and John and Jeff join us. What's happening on the big show tonight, fellas?
Hey, boys.
You know how women love to text message?
Yes.
A woman text messages while she's driving, plows into a crowd of people. Now she's going to jail.
Oh,
funny how that works out.
Oh, man.
Wow.
All right. Well, listen to the John and Jeff Show. And right now, before we leave, the first caller to 520-9710 is going to get a pair of tickets to the NASCAR Nationwide Series Camping World 300, August 30th at the Auto Club Speedway. Go to autoclubspeedway.com, and the winner has a chance to win a Racer Day experience with the Likettes. Look at that, man. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Thank you, Mr. Arsenio Hall, for coming in.
I'll see you in 6 days.
Yeah, we'll see you Wednesday, man.
Absolutely.
All right. Stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall live at 97.1 Free FM.
I like the other three Beatles. I just like the other three. And I love to sit with Michael Jackson and laugh about how he tricked Paul out of the catalog. Michael owns the Beatles songs. You don't even own your own stuff. You can't sing Yesterday unless you call Michael. I can't stand his ass.